Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey guys, Basement Comedy Show 7 is rapidly approaching. It's featuring Sean Boyd, Walter Hemmelgarn, and Jensen Strock. Musical guest Bad News Benny and the Night Fevers. Bob's going to be doing a NoFX cover set. Check that out. September 24th, 8 p.m. You can watch it on YouTube if you can't make it, and we will podcast it afterwards. Come on down and have a good time with us. Now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
Good duty.
How you doing, bro?
I'm good.
You sound nice.
I am nice.
Have you seen any cool previews or heard any neat news?
Have I?
Yeah, dude.
Me?
The other person on this podcast.
Let me think. That's what I was trying to think of before we pressed play.
Oh, things?
Yeah, something I saw. It was a fucking film that started filming that's been... I don't know, been on like a fucking semi-permanent hiatus for about a year, but no reason to brag about it because I don't remember it.
Pacific Rim 2?
No, it's not Pacific fucking Paul's Wet Dream 2.
Yeah, Pacific Rim Job 2, man.
Oh my God.
Just ass-eating robots.
So many kaiju buttholes for you to lick.
Oh shit, imagine that. That's how they win.
Just to eat all their butts.
So you might know something about this. Classic Nintendo franchises that might come to the iPhone. Now, I heard about... Have you heard about Pokemon Go Plus?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you feel about it? Do you know what it is?
For the watch?
No, it is for a watch, but have you seen the watch that they developed?
No, I saw the badge that you wear.
Oh, what?
What?
Go ahead, you explain.
You're so dumb.
I am. Because I saw one that was like a, it looked like a Pokestop, but it was like the colors of a Pokeball with one button on it. And from my understanding is that you wear this around your fucking wrist like an asshole, and then you walk around with your phone on, but you can't see any of the Pokemon that come around you. It just vibrates a certain way, and you can only catch Pokemon that you've already had in your Pokedex, and it vibrates a certain way if you catch them or not. So... fucking, like, the whole reason to play the game is to see the motherfuckers. You can't do that anymore. It's basically like blind Pokemon
Go. So that's the worst thing ever.
Isn't that dumb as fuck?
They're not gonna make money on that, especially because...
everyone hates the game.
The Pokemon Go app for the watch, for the Apple Watch, lets you spin stops with the watch.
Yeah, this does
too. It shows you a picture of what Pokemon pop up.
Doesn't do that, yeah.
And... it also tracks, like, your movement and your calories and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah, it does that as well.
But either way, both of them are just horse shit, like...
but with the watch, you don't have to have the app running in the background, correct? You can just run it on your phone, or on your watch.
Yeah.
It's like Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
But
I don't know. I don't think
Pokemon Go is, like, dying, so...
yeah, I got a Gyarados. What up?
Wow, let's give a shout out to
G-Boy
Paul Wolf for hatching a Gyarados.
Fuck you, I didn't hatch shit, motherfucker.
You hatched one, it was so easy, you cheap ass.
Yeah, someone was like, oh, did you hatch it or catch it? I was like, you can't hatch Gyarados, as you fucking dildo.
You stupid dildo, you'd have to fucking evolve it.
You can only hatch the first tier Pokemon. God. Hence hatching, you know, it's a baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pokemon Go. All right, so...
oh, the Nintendo games.
Yeah.
There's...
tell me about
Mario
them.
Run.
Yeah, so that's like Temple Run, but with Mario
with
characters.
Mario. Yeah, on the iPhone.
Dumb. Okay.
So, like, I'm not a big fan of it.
Now, why wouldn't they do, like, a Mario Kart run?
Why, did you talk to Morimoto when you were in Japan, you fucking idiot?
Yeah, I did fly over there recently.
And I think that's how he says his name. I don't know.
All right. So, you have Mario Temple Run.
Yeah, Mario Temple Run, and then...
getting chased by a Goomba.
Hopefully... dude, you know what I want?
Goomba.
Mario 1, 2, and 3, and Mario World.
I can't believe they haven't put Mario 1 on the phone, because, like, just put it sideways.
Because they just got all that Nintendo shit.
Yeah, it's weird. And also, I'm surprised they're not trying to develop, like, a version of Pokemon Red for the iPhone.
There should be Pokemon Red and Blue would just, like, adapt perfectly.
Right, exactly. And what I'm saying is that, like, they could charge $60 fucking for it. People will pay that. to have it on their phone.
Yeah.
But it's the exact version that Red was.
My one dude was playing the new Zelda game for 3DS.
What's it called? Wind Talker?
No.
Wind Waker?
No.
Wind Surfer?
No.
Wind Fucker?
Yeah, Wind Fucker. Yeah.
Zelda.
Legend Wind of Zelda, fucker. Wind Fucker. He just slams into that wind hard.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if iTunes will let me name it Windfucker.
I don't think we should name it Windfucker.
It's the best thing we've ever said.
Let me think.
You don't need to know the name anyway.
It's a weird name, but it's a fucking. It kind of mixes like Ocarina and like Link to the Past and all the, you know, Wind Waker. It has elements of all those games.
Wind
in it.
Waker.
That's the name of the game you're thinking of.
Yeah, not Wind Surfer.
Nope.
That's
stupidest
neat.
Stupidest name ever.
But that's not on the iPhone either.
No, that's the 3DS.
I don't know what they're doing, man.
It's an app store for a fucking telephone. It doesn't need to be a fucking PS4 marketplace.
But it could be.
Why would it be? Why should it be?
How big's the new 7 going to be?
The same fucking size as the 6 and the 6 Plus.
They're getting rid of 16 gigs.
That's size. You mean size of hard drives inside of them? 32, 128, or 256?
256. You know how many games you can put on there, asshole?
256, asshole. But still, you're just going to have a handheld little fucking turd in your hand instead of a real fucking gaming console.
Ooh, instead of a Nintendo 3DS. Who gives a fuck?
Oh my gosh, how much do you play your fucking Game Boy anymore?
I don't have one, or I would play it, Tony.
Oh my gosh, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas, then, you little piece of shit, and you're not getting a Game Boy Advance. You're not worth it.
That's fine. Wait, are you giving me like the old Fat Boy?
Yeah.
Those are way expensive.
A big, dirty Fat Boy.
All right, but what I'm saying is that like the 3DS now.
Gray, just covered in cum stains and farts.
What is?
The gray one I'm buying you from eBay.
Oh, yeah. We found this in a couch.
Yeah, eBay down in fucking like Biloxi where someone had it under their couch for a decade.
In Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, I found it. the 3DS, they have a red or a blue that you can get with it. It's $400,
oh,
but I feel like I'm worth that.
Good.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
So you'd spend $400 on me for
Fuck
Christmas.
Off. Okay. No, I wouldn't. I would get a fucking emulator and just play it on my computer.
Yeah, they have it's all right. So there's this thing called Pokemon Red, like Fire or Ruby or something like that.
There's Ruby.
No, there's Pokemon Ruby, but Ruby. This is called Pokemon. Hold on a second, I'll look it
Fire
up.
Fire Rube.
Pokemon Red.
You're a real Rube.
Ruby.
You know that?
I think it is. I'm a Rube.
Yeah.
I'm a real Rube. Oh, wait, because I'm cool?
That's not what Rube means.
Oh.
It means a fucking idiot who's easily duped.
Oh, man. Not again.
Oh, man, you got me again.
Pokemon MMO.
Oh, Pokemo.
Yeah, Pokemo. Yeah, down by the Pokemos.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
Get there faster and we'll take it slow. That's where we want to go. Oh, oh.
I just want to hit you right in the mouth.
Way down to Pokemon MMO.
I think I might get a couple sound clips here on my phone.
From what?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, all right, hold on. I found it, I think. Pokemon Fire Red. And it's the actual red version of the game, but with the redone graphics, similar to like the 3DS.
Yeah.
So it's all color and everything like that, but it's the exact version of the red game. And it's very hard to get on a Mac. Macs are shitty about running
Macs
anything.
Macs are not good at... They don't run as much as PC, by far.
Oh, yeah, and they also don't do, like, ROMs or anything like that either, which bums me out.
Luckily for both of us, we have consoles.
Yeah, but you can't get Pokemon Fire Red on that bullshit either.
I'm sorry.
Fucking dildos. All right, so classic Nintendo franchises coming to the iPhone. Mitomo. What? How do you say his name? Mitomo.
No, I don't know. Show me how it's spelled and I'll say
M-I-I-T-O-M-O. Kind of like
Miyamoto.
Pokemon.
Miyamoto. Am I adding an M in there?
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Yep. I did it again,
didn't I? Let's see if this sound works. Yeah, it's like me shooting you.
I need to get you a little cable to plug that into.
Yeah, I really want to.
That's what needs to happen.
Yeah, it'll just be like every time you say something stupid, I just like, bam, shoot you.
That would be the whole podcast. Literally, it would just be sound effects.
What are you guys doing?
So, are you excited for American Horror Story Season 6?
American Horror Story Season 6. No, because I wasn't excited for 3, 4, or 5.
Did you like Asylum?
I didn't watch it.
Oh.
So I'm pretty excited for it because it's never been a part of my life.
You should check out Asylum. I think you'd like it. Do you watch Supernatural?
No.
I heard
moving
that's really
on.
Good. All
right. I know that it
blow
is
right through this.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But I've never watched it. And I've been told by a couple semi-cool bros to check it out. But I'm also thinking about my time investment. That's a big time investment. It's all like right. saying, hey, you should enjoy some Lost.
Yo, Lost. I just skipped to the last episode to see
hey,
if it was a
dream.
Hey,
should just watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer real quick.
Ah, gotta be shot. Okay, I'll stop singing.
This is gonna become a fucking morning jock show. Like, wop, wop, wop,
It's Little Boy and Pop Pop in the morning.
Little Boy and Pop Pop.
That's the name of the episode.
Yeah, right? That's good.
I'll write that down. Little Boy and Pop Pop. Okay. And you shoot me a lot, so that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You're Pop Pop, the shooter.
Yep.
The fucking avenging angel.
Just going into that song and be like prepping it, and you're like, I'm still singing. I see he's prepping it.
Well, no, that theater of the mind, Tony. That
trust
was
me, though. I'm trying to take down that fourth wall.
Ah, yeah, break. Yeah.
I want to let our listeners in on our award-winning tactics.
Pull that curtain. Star Trek 50th anniversary video released by Paramount. Bullshit news. Batman v Superman, Wonder Woman versus Doomsday. Behind the scenes photo. Don't care. Planking. Why is that still a thing? Chris Benoit, biopic. That's fucked up.
He had a fantastic career until he murdered his family.
And then killed himself. Moving forward with Punisher Warzone director. Yeah.
The yowzers.
You heard it here first, everybody.
And we read it somewhere else first,
yes.
everybody. You heard it here first, secondly, after we read it.
After I saw it on the internet. Doctor Strange, runtime and UK release date revealed. Why are these things?
Oh, man. Runtime. Is it going to be around 2 hours or so? Jeez. Like every fucking movie?
Craiglin is a little upset in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I think that's the blue guy.
Okay.
What's his name from fucking...
Marv.
Marv?
Yeah.
Is that from Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Okay, right. He was also in
Mallrats. Yeah, he's her dad.
Yeah. Isn't that why you see his naked asshole?
Yeah, right up in the old fucking balloon knot.
Ooh, they put it right up the old poop chute. Sean is returning for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. To not only play Rocket.
It almost feels like you're not giving news. You're just reading note, like cliff notes.
No, what's better?
You're kind of like Rocket, 1, 2, and then I see this. Hang on. Nope, that's just a period at the end of a sentence.
Animated Indiana Jones. September.
Now you're just saying random shit.
September 29th.
Refrigerator yellow. Animated Indiana Jones. Okay.
That's a real thing.
So the CW is getting a fucking... A real cerebral winner there.
No, it's a fan movie coming up September 29th. So look forward to that on the internet.
Yeah, look forward to that on YouTube.
Did you see Don't Breathe?
No, and you made fun of me for wanting to see it.
Have you seen Ouija Origin of Evil?
No, not see Ouija Origin of Evil. Holy shit.
I bet
shit.
It's good. I love how Bandai's like fucking like, what do we got? We got Battleship. We got Ouija. Monopoly, man.
I also haven't seen Blair Witchum Normal Activity. Or
oh, yeah. No, you don't, you're not excited for that.
No, just because it's from the same shitbags who made all those fucking Purges and Paranormals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Right on.
So it's a piece of garbage that they're going to try to recycle from a piece of technical real garbage that just happened to... virally blow up 15 years ago.
It's Blair Witch is good.
Blair Witch is great for what it is, but it's also a viral marketing campaign gone like ape shit.
Yeah.
If people just saw a preview for a film that was shot like that, they'd think it's just a B-film piece of garbage. But being told it's like real and these people were dead and like there's websites for their memorial.
So you think if that would have came out without any of that
no,
shit?
No, any of that garbage, no one would. There would have been no vibe behind it. It would have just been a fucking, like, creepy fucking Lost in the Woods B-movie.
Huh.
It looks like garbage compared to its contemporaries. It's not like everything that was being released then looked that shitty. They just took a fucking Handycam movie, went all out.
Yeah, I think Deep Impact came out.
Deep Impact really shows the That's depth of our skills.
That's the bar that I usually put movies to.
Is it Deep Impact good, bro?
Yeah, that's where
Gone with the Wind. Where's it at on the Deep Impact scale?
Yeah, Deep Impact scale. What do you think? Was it like Elijah?
Deep impacts. out of 10.
That's how we're rating things from now until the end of time.
God damn.
Ben-Hur faces 120 million loss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see Ben-Hur?
Saw that one coming.
Did you get to see it?
No, I didn't swing in and catch that.
Matt Damon? No, I didn't so much. Which is weird, because that's a movie that I'd be like, oh, fuck yeah, this looks
sounds like a fucking stellar time.
CGI gold in here. But there wasn't any giant serpents or anything, so I wasn't really attracted to it. Yeah. Matt Damon soars in new poster for The Great Wall. I've never even heard of this.
No, he soars like what? Like a guy on top of a wall?
No,
that's
like
all
he's jumping off of it.
What an asshole.
Yeah, the whole wall.
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he doing?
I didn't even know that this was a thing. They're making a movie about the Great Wall of China?
No. Let me explain.
Ooh, please do.
There's a mythos behind the wall that many of you or none of you have ever heard of.
Many of absolutely
all,
none.
All of you have never heard of.
Okay, go ahead.
That is, there was demons coming in from outside of China, a.k.a. probably Mongolian hordes that they've now turned into fucking, like, scimitar carrying demons.
Okay.
Like, so it's literally fucking like a paranormal, like, demonic fucking army attacking the goddamn wall. And him and his other sorcerer ninja samurais have to fucking build the wall and defend it from all the hordes of the devil's depths.
So more than likely, this is probably the folklore of the wall.
Oh my god. No, I don't even think it's a fucking basis for, like, Chinese folklore. I think they built the wall to defend themselves against.
Because, like, Ronin 47 or whatever it was called.
47 Ronin, yeah.
Ronin 47.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I live on Ronin and 47. That's, like, actual, like, mythos, like, of their, like, culture.
The Keanu Reeves movie?
Got a pube in my mouth.
Wow. Could you just not blow dudes right before we start?
I really should stop. I was trying to suck my own D.
All I caught was that giant cage of pubes around it.
Yeah, honestly, that fucking bushel. Anyways, what were you saying?
I don't know. You're telling me that 47 Ronin was based off of, like, ancient, like, mythological writings
from
China?
Totally.
Are you being sarcastic?
No.
Because there was some real fucked up shit.
Keanu Reeves wasn't in the original.
I know. He wasn't born quite yet.
Yeah.
If this is based off some sort of fucking, like, ancient legends of fucking, like, demon dragons coming to hit the wall to, like, tell all the peasants why they're building the thing. Mm-hmm. It's beyond me. I thought they fucking built it for rational reasons, which were defend our borders from the invading hordes
the
that
Mexicans
keep
out.
Fucking coming over.
They were trying to keep the Mexicans out.
Well, China
out.
Was huge, so it was pretty easy to, like, get armies through that massive fucking landscape into centralized areas.
Right on.
But either way, it looks like a hot pile of fucking Damon dog shit.
I'm in. I've already bought my ticket.
Take my money.
Here you go, Matt Damon. Buy another couch. James Cameron, Avatar sequels are more of a family saga. So we're getting little baby blue cats.
Oh, well, then they can keep my money.
At the end of Avatar, did he just, like, hop
I'm keeping my money, I mean.
Did he hop in the blue cat body forever?
What?
Is he Jake Sully? No, Jake Sully.
I don't remember the end. I remember he...
Remember the tree got knocked down. They were really upset about that.
I thought he got healed by the tree.
And then he became Blue Cat Man forever.
Blue Cat forever, yeah.
Blue Cat Man.
Yeah, took his essence into the blue body.
All right, well, that brings us out of news.
Wow. Really wrapping that one up.
I just looked at it, I was like, we're at 17 minutes and all we talked about.
Yeah, this is really getting to be a fucking...
Bullshit.
Yeah, this is getting to be a real rim job of a fucking episode.
So, Pacific Rim? No. We're back. Genre 5, we're doing desserts.
Yeah, we are. The most delectable desserts of your dining experience.
Yeah, what do you like to eat after meals?
You're fat and you enjoy a steak and potato, what would you have after it?
What do you eat after third dinner?
What do you crawl into the fridge for when you're just piss face wasted, just falling over?
Usually me, it's ham.
Yeah, ham or fucking peanut butter. Or all the turkey.
Yeah, turkey. I did eat like a half. You're like, how'd you eat all that turkey?
That was a good 3/4 a pound. Find shreds of it on the floor. You're like, oh, yeah. Turns out I have eaten it. I'm like, you're like, I didn't touch your fucking turkey when I texted you. And then like 10 minutes later, you're like, so I did eat the turkey. I see the bag here.
Yeah, it looks like I ate some of the plastic.
just dug right in.
Ripped right through it. All right, so genre five desserts. My first one is cheesecake.
My first one is cheesecake.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
What kind of, which would, what
plain.
Type? Yeah, I like the chocolate swirl on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, plain.
Yeah. Wait, is chocolate swirl plain?
Nope. Chocolate swirl is chocolate swirl. Cheesecake is the cheese, white cheesecake.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. You're putting chocolate real? In it makes it a chocolate swirl cheesecake.
Ah. Or,
like, I guess I could do it with, like, strawberries on top, but I don't like the syrup shit.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that. I don't like fruity syrup. I like chocolatey goodness syrup.
Oh, see, I don't.
What?
I told you I don't like syrups. Like
at
that.
All?
No.
What do you put on your ice cream?
The fuck do you need to put on ice cream? It's already fucking sugar.
More sugar.
Nope.
You're an idiot.
If I put something on ice cream, it's either fruits or nuts.
Fruits? What the? Why trying to church up ice cream with fucking healthy bullshit?
Because it's delicious, man. A little banana, a little vanilla.
Banana I can get. That's the only one.
And some walnuts.
If I see you putting walnuts on my ice cream.
I'll eat a walnut right on top
I'll
of some ice
cream.
I'll
sock you right in the cocksucker. All right, so both of ours is cheesecake, right on. My next one is ice cream cake.
My next one is carrot cake. This is the stupidest fucking list ever. My next one, yep.
Well, you keep running over. I don't get to explain why I like
it. Oh, please, no. Elaborate more on the fucking ice cream cake. Tell me more about the thesis that you wrote.
I really enjoy the crust.
Gets in you, baby.
I also like the chocolate like filling that they have in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you like about carrot
Sorry,
cake?
Sorry, I just had to fucking wipe my boner off.
What do you like about carrot cake?
I enjoy the carrot flavor inside of it.
Right on.
Don't turn me down.
You're loud as boss.
No, I'm not. I'm just louder than you.
Look at those sound waves.
No, usually you are taking over the air on those sound waves, and I get nothing. It looks like a little thin penis, and yours looks like a big, hard fucking earthquake cock.
We've clipped a lot.
No, we have not.
All right, fair enough.
Anyways. I clipped once when I did the puking noise.
Yeah, well, you've done that a few times. There it is.
Yep.
All right, so...
I like when there's like little shavings of carrot in it.
Ew.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I like a green bean cake.
No, not really.
Yeah.
Have you ever had carrot cake?
I don't like carrot cake.
It's because you're stupid. Moving on.
Mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Very specific.
Yeah, no.
You like the mintiness and the chocolateness.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's why we're best friends.
So cool,
you just get me, dude. What kind of ice cream do you like? Is ice cream on your list?
No.
Really?
But if I had to choose ice cream, I'd probably pick...
Vanilla.
Vanilla bean.
Vanilla bean with walnuts and strawberries.
Why ask, you prick? I mean, if I'm going crazy, I do like Rocky Road.
Yeah, I like Moose Tracks.
I bet you do with those little Reese's Pieces in there, huh?
It's so good.
Look at that mouth. Look at that fucking moose foot.
Look, it looks like a little hoof. And then I eat it.
I'm going to eat it. Oh, it's frozen. Ah!
Oh, I got an antler.
Canker sore.
Yeah. But, yeah, I really like mint chocolate chip ice cream. Go ahead. What's your next one?
My next one is zucchini bread.
These are barely desserts.
Zucchini bread. You know what I enjoy most about it is the little flakes of zucchini in it.
It's literally just like, I like vegetables turned into other things. I don't know what just happened with my TV. Go ahead.
There's all kinds of lens flares. It's the computer doing it.
You know, it seems like it's disconnecting from the HDMI. Ooh, behind the scenes with Paul and Tony.
Sorry, we just had some technical difficulties.
How to podcast. You don't.
You're not good at it.
Yeah. You fail a lot. Anyways.
Zucchini bread.
You like the...
It's the gentleman's choice for dessert.
My next one is Choco Taco.
Choco Taco.
You don't like Choco Tacos?
I mean, I guess I dig it as much as I dig like a...
normal taco?
Drumstick.
Ooh, yeah, those are good too. I like Choco Tacos though because they're in the same vein of fun tacos but with dessert stylings.
Good call. Good call, Paul. I love how you analyze that there.
And I don't know if you knew what a Choco Taco was.
It's like a taco with ice cream and chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah. But it has like a taco shell.
It's
like
just, yeah.
Waffle cone, yeah.
You know what I like about it? The little shavings of taco.
Oh, God damn. That's so good. I feel that, dude. Moving on, man.
Good.
All right, next sports fans on the list is
Mennonite.
Pretzel. I don't know what it's called. It's like pretzel pudding. It's like pretzel with Jello.
There's no such thing as pretzel
cream.
Pudding. Get the fuck out of here.
No, it's not pudding, but like it's a pretzel casserole. What? It's got a pretzel base, like crunched up pretzels, and then it's got a like whipped cream, so and make then like Jello on top.
So you make like a pie crust out of it, right?
Yeah,
that's a Then so you put that instead of a gram, it's pretzel, so a lot of salt.
Yeah, a little salty, a little sweet,
A
little salty, but a little sweet.
Ah. Right on. Okay, my next one is Nutella and bread. And you know what I like about it is the little shavings of Nutella.
Yeah, yeah. So you have the shavings of Nutella, but then there's also the bread.
The tiny shavings of
bread. So the dry bread, but the sweet Nutella.
Yeah, did you ever eat Nutella and bread?
White bread and Nutella?
Oh, my boy, yeah.
No.
Really?
I just dip my face right in there.
Wow, you just lick it out of the fucking tube.
Yeah, I just lop it up like a fucking street cat.
Yeah, no, we had German au pairs when we were younger because my mom worked, my dad died. Let's get real. So they brought over like actual Nutella from like fucking Holland. And we would have that.
When you say actual Nutella, you mean like the Nutella that's everywhere now?
Yeah.
But back in the day, you were on that Nutella level.
Yeah, and people were like, whoa, you're eating chocolate spread? I'm like, motherfuck yeah.
You've never met Nutella?
Yeah, and it's made with
you
Nazi hate.
Asshole.
That's what I told him. It was made. This is Third Reich Nutella.
This is so strong.
Yeah,
it would convert you in a second.
Yep, I was like, I'm not going to make a Nazi joke. Go ahead.
Good call.
Yeah. Solid choice,
you,
Paul.
You follow your heart, dude. My last one is cookies and milk.
Oh, it's a good one.
And when I say cookies, I like hard cookies. Soft cookies are fucking weird.
Okay, wait, what do you like fresh cookies?
Yeah, if they're a little crunchy.
So you like them kind of burnt?
Yeah.
A little bit, not
a little burn on it, like a thinner cookie. Like I don't need a thick, stupid, fucking hockey puck cookie.
You know what? I'm gonna take off Choco Tacos and add. Do you remember those muffins at Talmadge High School that were chocolate muffins? They're like three chocolate type muffins.
Yeah, it was like a fucking devil's food.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Wait, what's that? The devil's food?
Devil's chocolate, like devil's food.
What's devil's food? Is it satanic?
No. Possessed? It's supposed to be like, it's called
you have to exercise it?
You're fucked.
No, I've never heard
devil's
food.
Chocolate, I think, is just like,
is it like a deviled
super,
egg?
Super rich chocolate.
Like a deviled egg? Is there chocolate in those?
I hate your guts.
Poco, down by the Pokemongo, we can get there faster and take it. Oh, I thought you were about to shoot me. That's why I started singing that.
Why?
Oh, because you were on your phone not paying attention to this fucking podcast.
No, yet. No, no. I'm looking up devil's food, fuck ass.
Okay. Have you heard of the devil's peak?
What?
Devil's Curve, right next to
Devil's Avenue.
Yeah,
Devil's Ridge. Yeah.
Devil's Advocate with fucking. Which brings us into our. No, I'm kidding. Devil's Advocate's great though, right?
Yeah,
that's a good fucking
Devil's
flick.
Food cake, dumbass. It's a thing.
All right, so like I said, I want to exchange Choco Taco for
something you can't remember the name of. It was like a three chocolate fucking muffin that was just full of grease.
No, not grease.
It was greasy on your hands.
No, it was a little shiny. Yeah, I'll give you that.
It had a shimmer.
But yeah, starting your day off at 7 a.m. with one of those. I mean, do you spike your blood sugar and then
you know what I do? I pound one of those.
Yeah,
and you could tell how fat I am now. So this is the evolution.
Yeah,
and then I'd also have a frappuccino.
Oh yeah, we do chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure why I would just like layer on the chocolate.
More chalk. Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably why I don't have any teeth anymore. Yeah. So we're going to hop into weekly. What a great genre five tone.
Man, classic as fuck.
I mean, we pulled out a solid 10 minutes of content right there.
I think you're just really jealous that I've had more powerful audio on this podcast than
I really am. It's fucking with me.
It's so annoyed. You're like, man, this motherfucker not is at just all. Like, it's, talking over me.
It is weird. I'm looking at the levels. Let's get inside baseball. Have you ever seen Moneyball? I'm like Jonah Hill.
I told
you
to watch Moneyball.
I'm like Jonah Hill. You're like Brad Pitt.
Oh.
That's kind of like in life, too, right?
Kind of.
No, wait. Would that?
No, because Jonah Hill's real smart, but he's not sociable. And Brad Pitt's kind of like... No, neither of us are either of them.
Okay, right on.
Yeah,
so
they're both better than us.
Yeah.
They work for the fucking Major League Baseball.
We don't do that either.
Yeah, we don't make money.
So, no, you're really loud in my headphones, but your waves aren't that big, except for when you start making those puking noises, which you can see at about 17 minutes. Oh, there's another... Okay, so now you can see it now.
Yeah. Yeah. This is fun.
All right.
So... Welcome to the life of podcasting.
Weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched so Leota went on a little excursion to Saginaw, Michigan, but we stayed in Flint, Michigan. Boiled some water, ate some noodles out of it, didn't die.
Wow!
But I heard that it attacks your bones, so I'm just gonna have brittle old bones now.
Oh, good old hollow avian bones.
Yeah, I asked we were hanging out, and this girl was like, "We went to this house. TR knew somebody, of course, someone that used to live in PA, now lives in Flint, Michigan. He lived with like a guy and his girlfriend." And their kid, and they had like that. They've been drinking the water for 4 months there before, like they knew about it.
Yeah,
the kid was exposed to it and shit like that, which it's horrible for kids and old people.
And
really
he's
affects
sick?
Them. They don't know if that was like a certain thing that like happened like to like further his autism or something like that. I don't know if it did. Either way.
Shit.
Yeah, but now they get bottled water. Anyways, what the fuck?
It's horribly sad.
Yeah, so we drank the water, and I asked her, I was like, well, how long does this shit take to, like, murder you? And she was like, it's not going to murder you, idiot. It's just going to affect you later on in life.
Can't take you down many more notches.
Yeah, I'm basically dead. So we went to Flint, Michigan, and basically all that we watched was I Love the 90s for a week. We recorded a new EP that should be out soon. We watched I Love the 90s, all of them.
Wow.
Hey, do you remember that show?
Vaguely.
Michael Ian Black. I love the 90s.
Ugh. You know, I mean, I just thought those were trash TV. But
really? It's really good. You should check it out. Like, there's bad people
there's
in it.
There's such shitty puns and fucking stupid little, like, quasi-skits. And
most definitely. No, actually, like, this is right before it started getting really bad like that. Like, I Love the 90s and I Love the 80s are really good. And it's very nostalgic. They go through, like, Power Rangers, Game Boys, all that shit. It's really cool, actually.
I love the thousands.
I love the aughts. That's what the 2000s are called.
I love the 2000s.
Aughts. Say aughts.
Why aughts?
That's, I don't know. It's like, that's what the aughts. Yeah, the early, like you say, like, no. You say the early aughts, meaning like 01 to 09.
The or early 00. Aughts. I never knew that phrase.
Yeah, well, you learn something new every day. That was the first thing that I watched a ton of, Jesus Christ. And it did get old at some times, but it's good to throw on every now and again. It's on YouTube,
you can
everybody.
Watch a lot of bullshit pretty
check
heavily, though.
Check it out. Check it. Check out Morality. Do you want to just do Limp Bizkit covers? Go ahead.
No. And I need these gun fucking sounds to be more easily brought up.
All right. Well, get it. You can actually download a little app. It's like a soundboard, and then you can put in MP3s, and then you can just click a button, and it'll do it. Mm. Don't do it now, idiot.
I'm going to do it.
Don't do it
I
now.
Watched all of Narcos season 2, people.
Okay, so I'm on episode 8 right now. It is fucked up good.
It's fucked up good, I know.
It's way good.
I give it 10 deep impacts out of 10.
Oh, my dude. That's so sick. I love that. That's a thing now. I love the 90s. I'll give 4 deep impacts.
Okay. What else?
I like how we're on episode 102. And we finally have a rating system that we can get behind.
Yeah,
I'm surprised,
a real strong one.
I'm surprised it wasn't like something about being blind or something like that. The whole I can't read theme and stuff. But like, or like, I give it 10 illiterates. But
yeah,
I really dig deep impacts. I really like that.
All right, we're going with it.
Yeah, so that's the bar of everything now. Deep impact.
Duh.
Cool. All right, so anyways, you watch season 2 of Narcos. Like I said, I've been watching it. It's fucking awesome. That what I really dig about the show is that there's no part of it that I'm like, fuck, I hate this character.
Yeah.
Every part's so
Everyone's
strong.
Everyone's tough.
Oh, my God.
Everyone's tough.
Yeah, if you haven't watched any of Narcos, you're in fucking luck, motherfucker, because seasons 1 and 2 are both on Netflix, and you can just dive right into both and just fucking binge watch
it
all.
You hungry fuck.
I'm almost done with it. I'm so bummed. I'm like, I don't want it to end, but it's really good. Anyways.
It's one of those things, dude. There's a horrible amount of depression that comes with the binge. The binge, dude, like it purges your happiness when you're done.
Yeah, it's almost like, I guess it's kind of like how ecstasy works, right? Like it just unleashes all that happiness at once, and the next 5 days you're like, ah, fuck,
you
hate
know
the world.
Pumped, like I subliminally get when I know I have 5 episodes left of a season and I can just fucking go through them when I go home from work and hate everything and like want to just like crawl up and die and wither.
Yeah, you make a whole box of mac and cheese. I know.
Oh
those
yeah,
days.
Dude, sometimes I'm like a whole box of mac and cheese. And a zucchini bread for dessert.
Oh, with the little shavings of zucchini?
Shavings of zucchini in it.
Dude, that's
in
my shit.
And put some peanuts on it.
Fucking, and some strawberries. That's one thing that I don't like, though, is that we've been conditioned to binge watching. So, like, when you get to something like Game of Thrones, you're like, motherfuck, are you kidding me? 1 hour? That's all we get? A week?
I've been real strong with Mr. Robot Season 2. I'm going to wait till it completely airs, and then I'm going to watch it all.
Well, that's a show that you can do that with, because not everyone's talking about it. Game of Thrones is a cultural fucking phenomenon. That
you can't get away from it.
Well, and you also can't not watch it, because people will fucking spoil
the balls off of it.
Yeah. All right, we both been watching a lot of Civil War, I know that. I bought it. Disney's a small company. I feel like they could use my bucks.
You need to help them. Them and Magnet are both really fighting for fucking... Magnet Films.
Yeah, they're a small company, actually, though.
Literally.
Yeah, like, those are the ones that I should be buying movies off of, but I don't.
No.
Yeah, I just watch them on Netflix.
You did not pay for Hobo with a Shotgun. It's on Netflix.
That's great, yeah. And the Tire movie.
Rubber.
Rubber, yep.
So tight.
Yeah, Rubber's great.
There's, like, There are probably 30 films from them that I love.
Yeah, Donkey Punch is fucked up good. Donkey Punch is that was the first Magnet film I saw, and that fucked me up.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, Donkey Puncher breaks her neck. Sorry, spoilers. Go ahead.
Oops. Next, I saw...
Whoa, how did you like Civil War?
What? Oh, I give it probably 9 deep impacts.
That's a 10 deep impact.
For you?
Me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, Tom, I watched the Spider-Man part over and over again.
For me, it's Black Panther, dude.
Ooh,
I've analyzed the movie, too.
T'Challa's the shit.
If he's one-on-one, there's no one that could beat him. I'm saying Vision could obviously kill him.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that.
Scarlet Witch could, or Scarlet,
yeah. Yeah, Black Widow.
She couldn't.
He'd destroy her. He'd destroy Bucky. He'd destroy fucking Cap one-on-one.
Yeah, that movie looks so incredible.
Cap and fucking Bucky have to fight him, and then literally every scene, the one where he's just dressed as a normal person and him and Bucky are fighting, he fucking, like, annihilates him, and Bucky runs away.
And his armor's made out of... Vibranium. Vibranium, thank you. Or is it just his nails?
No, the whole thing. He gets shot with a fucking, like...
That's so sick. Cal. I can't wait for his standalone movie. It's going to be so good. All right, I think that's about everything I've seen. But yeah, Civil War, if you haven't seen that little independent film, you should really check it out.
Also, to eclipse Civil War,
I watched
No Country for Old Men again.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, man.
You put that off?
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Deep impacts on that, baby.
Oh, God, yeah. That movie's fucking fantastic. It's been on Netflix forever, too.
Yeah, and it's one of those films like... It resonates so strong in every single way.
You know what's weird? I always get There Will Be Blood and No Country for Old Men confused just by the titles. Not the movies themselves. I know they're very different.
Yeah.
But they're both so fucking, like, they came out around the same time.
Yeah, within a year, I think.
And, like, and I remember you were just, like, fucking boner city about both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of those films, Daniel Day-Lewis and Paul Thomas Anderson for There Will Be Blood, I feel identically powerful. And, like, I resonate just as strongly with that film as I do with fucking Ethan and Joel Coen and fucking No Country for Old Men. Because Javier Bardem, fucking...
Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, my God, Tommy Lee fucking Jones, dude.
Dude, but who's the bad dude in it? Is that Javier?
Javier. And
okay.
And then Josh Brolin.
That dude is fucked up.
Yeah.
That whole, like, the him spinning the fucking quarter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's so many good parts about
Called
that movie.
It.
Yeah, dude.
Call
if,
it.
If you haven't seen No Country for Old Men, you are doing yourself a disservice by not watching it right now. After this podcast, of course.
After this award winner, then you can drag your carcass over there and watch it.
This thing's blinking like a motherfucker.
Don't tell them anything else.
All right, go ahead.
Next on my list is Running Scared.
An Amazon. Hold on, I'm sorry. I do apologize for this.
You are the worst.
An Amazon original movie, Elvis and Nixon, and it. If I'm not mistaken, it looks like our boy, Spacey, is playing Nixon.
Elvis and Nixon, when they met, like, their interaction?
I guess. I don't know. I have to start a 30-day free trial. Well, fuck you, Amazon. All right.
Don't do that.
No, I would never do that.
Don't get bought into that, dum-dum.
Go ahead.
Running Scared was the last one I saw.
How'd you like it?
I always love Running Scared. It's probably my only film I like Paul Walker in.
Why?
Because he does some acting.
We just did that not too long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
Kevin Spacey.
So creepy. Vera Farmiga fucking with the kid in the creepy fucking, like, child murderer place room.
The pedophiles?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And they have the body bags and the fucking, like, plastic on the floors
and shit.
Like,
we spoke about it, and you were actually like, make sure you watch the end credits, because those end credits are gorgeous. Yeah, they're really cool.
It tells, like, a fairy tale, like a
of the whole
creepy
story.
Fairy tale of the movie.
That kid is a really good actor, too, and he was in Thank You for Smoking, right? Same kid, right?
Who, Anton, the little kid?
Yeah. Wasn't that the same?
Is that Anton? I forget his name. Go Razors. It's going to be Red Ice.
Yep.
That little guy? Yeah.
Let me see. Where's... No, I'm trying to look up this little dude's name. Oleg, right?
Oleg.
Cameron Bright. And yeah, it's the same kid from Thank You for Smoking.
Cool.
All right. And he's in Juno. Who knew?
And he was in Juno, you guys.
He looks weird now, man.
He's a weird-looking fucking kid. Fuck him.
No, he's not a weird-looking kid. He's just a weird-looking adult.
All right. Weird-looking adult. Fuck him.
All righty. So, Testatoni was The Core.
The Core.
Was that all your movies for this week?
Yeah.
Cool.
Dude, so deep.
Yeah, let's...
So deep.
Let's dive in.
Past the mantle.
Let's dive into the core.
Past the outer core.
Ooh.
Past, to the inner core.
What was your favorite scene?
Oh, I mean, can I only have one? Is that all?
Yeah.
Is that all?
Yeah, just one.
Fuck.
That'd be your favorite, right?
Ah, dude. It's like asking me, like, what... Like, what position do I like best when I'm masturbating? It's hard to pick one.
Wait, you have different masturbation positions? I'm sorry, my TV's, like, literally fucking losing its mind right now.
It does not matter to them.
There we go.
Okay.
It, like, was like,
my favorite scene...
No, let's go into the masturbation positions. Like, what do you mean? Like, fucking, like, downward dog come in your own face?
Sometimes I do a handstand.
There's no way. One-handed handstand.
No, I lean on my neck because I got a stack of dimes for a neck.
So you break your stack of dimes, you call a neck.
Yeah.
While coming.
Yeah, and gravity brings it down right past my face.
That sounds amazing. Okay, go ahead. The core.
Why'd you elaborate on that? You know I'm going to get weird, you stupid ass lunatic.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. Open it up that fucking
pan. I'll just say whatever the fuck I want. I'm
Pandora's
weird.
Box.
I'm a monster.
It's just scary.
My favorite
it's
scene
true.
In the core would probably be the credits.
I really dug the whole like birds element of it.
Oh, the birds going crazy and yeah. smacking everything.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. And every part of the CGI of that movie was absolute shit.
Oh my gosh, I was like, dude, what's up, Tron?
Yeah,
the original.
Yeah, oh yeah, not fucking Legacy. That's my shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish that they would make another one of those, but I don't think they are.
The animated series and that film are fan fucking.
The animated series is insanely strong. Mm-hmm. Isn't Elijah Wood like the fucking
he's the
main?
Voice yeah. Man,
yeah, that's weird that they got him, but because he's
dude,
not
he does all kinds of awesome shit.
But it's just odd that they would pull that instead of you know.
Maybe he wrote to them.
Oh, he's like, yo, your boy's here, Elijah.
Yo, your boy Elijah really digging on that Tron, motherfucker.
Yeah, I give it 10 deep impacts. Can I star in it? So the, wow, production budget, $60 million, domestic gross, $31.
Aw, Aaron Eckhart didn't even remember it.
$31, Tony. Only three people went and saw that
oh,
movie.
Oh, wow, $31.
No, $31 million. It made a $73 worldwide, though, somehow. What the fuck? Foreign was $42 million.
Dude, it's because that fucking Armageddon, like, fucking, like, theme. But it's going into the core, dude. Yeah.
Space is easy. Space is open.
Yeah. Try to cut through a fucking rock.
The furthest we've been in this earth is 7 miles down with a 2-inch drill bit.
We're gonna go 1,000.
I don't know how I remember all those lines from.
No, that was creepy.
Yeah.
I don't know how the technology. Like even when they were explaining how they were doing it, it didn't sound logical.
Yeah.
Even the idea of like in Armageddon, they're like, we're gonna fly a fucking rocket ship and then drill and drop nukes. I get that. It's a fucking drill bit. They're like, we have a fucking light beam engine that cuts through materials but doesn't heat up mice.
No.
That are in this other material.
Yeah, that material.
It's like but well, that material gets stronger the more pressure that's put on it.
And heat.
And heat?
No, and check it out.
Huh?
So he, huh? What happened was that...
What had happened?
he super cooled the...
Wow.
The atoms.
Oh.
And then put it together.
Oh.
Because there's one line of dialogue after the mouse scene, and he's like, oh, no, I super cooled it. And I was like, that's fucking amazing.
I love that. I love how he's like, hey, you dumb fucking morons. I just super cooled it first.
Yeah, what are you
moving
guys?
Moving on.
What are you guys, idiots? All right, yeah.
Moving on, dummies.
Let's go jump in this fucking...
And that fucking guy that plays the genius is just like, I wish I could have been there with you. I wish I could have built it with you.
I wish... I know the ship is yours, but I wish it would have been ours.
Ugh.
Ooh, that was a good line. Yeah.
So fucking stupid.
So along with this and I, Frankenstein, one of Aaron Eckhart's greatest movies.
Aaron really goes for the fucking fences sometimes.
It's weird, man. This was 2003. So
I need an extension on my house. Who
dude,
gives a fuck?
Honestly, though, like fucking Thank You for Smoking is a fantastic movie. He's great in that. And he's a good
he's
Harvey
a great
Dent.
Harvey, yeah.
Bad Two-Face, but good Harvey Dent. I didn't like him as Two-Face. Did you?
I liked the way Two-Face looked.
Yeah.
Except for the burnt jacket.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
You know what? I give it to him because Nolan was like, fine, I'll make him look like a fucking character, you dickholes.
Yeah.
But that movie definitely could have ultimately solely been about the Joker. I wouldn't have minded that at all.
It could have just been the Joker talking
yeah.
for half hour and a half to
oh,
Batman.
Yeah, honestly, I would have loved that. Daredevil and Punisher. Like Daredevil and Punisher.
Yeah.
That was one of the best parts of season two was just them fucking chatting.
Yeah.
But yeah, this movie, I give it three deep impacts.
I'm going to give it two limp deep impacts.
Yeah. Because
I can't watch it again.
I don't think I will. Yeah.
And I like machines. Like, I really do like, you do. Like awesome machines.
You also like building montages?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I do. Give me a fucking, like, give me a building montage.
All we need is a montage. Montage. We should watch fucking Team America soon.
Oh, man.
That's a good flick.
What is it? If you don't give your bucko five,
freedom,
will.
Freedom costs a bucko five. Yeah, that movie's fucking solid, dude. All right, so yeah, the core.
I promise I will never die. All right,
the only way I'll have sex
core,
with you.
It should be thrown into the fucking core of the planet and melted.
Also, 2 hours and 15 minutes long.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
That took me a couple sittings to see.
I mean, son of a bitch, like, dude, it reminds me of like. The garbage of, like, the 2012 movie and San Andreas and, like...
That's exactly what it is, but you brought it up already. Armageddon, Deep Impact, yeah. Volcano, Dante's Peak. These huge disaster movies that they just were like, what hasn't been done? We're going to the fucking center of the Earth.
The core seems dangerous to go to. It is. It really probably is.
Space is easy. Space is wide open.
There's nothing even out there.
We've gotten to space. We can get to the center of the Earth. Space is easy. I fucking love that line. All right, so yeah, then we watched a movie of the week, Synchronicity.
Synchronicity, people, not to be mistaken with Serendipity or Singularity.
Yeah, this motherfucker watched so many S movies this week because he didn't know what the fuck we were watching. He's like, we're watching Serendipity, right? I was like, no, it's Synchronicity. And then like a day later, he's like, so the Singularity? I was like, Synchronicity.
I didn't actually watch any other S movies, but I was fucking with him one night when he was drunk.
Sicario.
I was like, what is it? Sicarios?
Yeah. What does Sicario mean, by the way?
I think it just means assassin in
Spanish
term for they're using it now. Yeah,
well, in Narcos they say Sicario, and I was like, oh, there's a movie called that. All right, so Synchronicity. Ooh, dude, domestic gross $4,000.
Get the fuck up out of here.
It seems like an independent movie.
Oh, it's independent as fuck, dude.
But
like college kids making a film.
Yeah, but honestly, like, I don't know, I there's a lot of it I really enjoyed.
Tell me about it.
Well, we
stud,
we watched it together.
Well, that doesn't mean I know what you enjoyed. You didn't go, I'm enjoying this as it was happening.
I kept looking over and smiling at you at parts.
Ew, you creep. I don't look at you.
Directed by Jacob Gentry.
Listen there, Gentry. You little redheaded fuck.
All right, so I don't know. I like the whole time travel. Like, as the movie was developing, I was like, this is a really cool concept.
Right.
I like that, like, because it made no sense once you're watching. It's all about time travel and shit like that. This dude's building a time machine. He needs more fucking, what was it, plutonium or
something?
More
MRT or something.
MRD,
yeah.
And he goes to, like, this, like, big fucking billionaire dude that is the only producer of it.
Who's
played by the fucking actor that was the general that loses his arm in Starship Troopers.
That would be Ratcheck. Ratcheck's Roughnecks.
Yeah, well, you know.
Rico, you know what to do.
Oh, fuck, that dude's such a good actor. I love him so much. He's so good. He's so good. Okay, so.
They sucked out his brain.
Yeah, so they needed more MRDs, and then, like, yeah, it's a whole time travel thing. It's kind of hard to follow, honestly.
It literally is, because it's a scrambled up piece of horseshit.
Yeah.
But, listen, there are redeeming factors. There are also wonderful elements that follow you throughout the movie that kind of lead you to believe that everything you're watching is alternate.
Yes.
Like, it's not a real world you're seeing, not our world.
Yes. A parallel universe, if you will.
Yeah, that mimics ours very, very closely, but there's this, like, flashing strobe that's a helicopter, and it's nearly in every single scene and every single shot of the film. Every time there's, an outdoor shot, there's a fucking helicopter that shows, like, these strong fucking, like, bright
lights
all over the characters in the scene that makes it feel like they're being tracked and monitored or watched.
Somewhat, yeah.
And there's eerie music, and it's always dark, and it's always fucking gloomy, and they're reliving the same, like, three fucking Groundhog Days.
Yes.
Now,
see, I felt like they had such a cool idea, and I felt like they could have executed it well, but they really, I felt like kind of dropped the ball on it, trying to create a, like that weird like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind love story. Like,
but it
fate,
wasn't.
Fate will draw us together, even though I'm a psychopath girl. Even like when they started explaining everything, I'm like, this still doesn't really make sense.
Also,
to me.
It's like you've developed this on what, 5 fucking days of knowing each other.
I challenge any listener out there to watch Synchronicity and try to fucking wrap your tiny peanut-sized brain around it.
Tell me if you don't feel like you've almost been like force-fed. A romantic plot over a fucking sci-fi premise.
That's exactly what it was, too. I give it 4 deep impacts.
I mean, fuck, man. 3.5 deep impacts, because I did love the fucking cinematography and the lighting.
Shot gorgeously. Acted pretty well as well.
Pretty decent actors for what they were, but...
The storyline of the characters, though, didn't really make sense of why they were doing what they were doing. Like,
no
I was
clue.
Like, that. I was like, this dude shouldn't... Like, how was he this mesmerized by this girl? Like, that made no sense. There wasn't enough connection.
They literally... There was that fucking scene at the end where he was like, dude, so are you really, like, messing with time and space for pussy? And he's like... Well,
you would too.
I guess you would too. And he's like, you're probably right, bro. Come on, fucking Nobel winning fucking
scientist.
Yeah. Come on, genius level fucking human. Let's go.
It was almost like an allegory for like, no matter how smart you are, fucking any fucking
you'll
like.
You'll want that puss.
Yeah, you'll just be completely blind to anything else, which I'm like, that's, I don't know.
It's
weird.
So, it's such a shitty fucking simplified stereotype for a female and a male.
Yeah,
like,
totally. Yeah.
She's just a fucking muse and he's just a fucking like. Dumb-dicked moron that follows pussy.
Yeah, literally just fucking vagina drunk. Yeah, so I gave it 4 deep impacts. You got 3.5 deep impacts.
Yeah, and those are pretty much aesthetic.
Right on. I give it 4 because I would have given it higher had the love story not been in there, but I felt like the time-traveling stuff and like what they how he opens up a wormhole and how they were showing that looked like ink blots.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was a really way to do that.
The look of the wormhole opening.
And like the flashes in his brain.
Have you ever seen Primer?
No.
You should just see that because it's a 1,000 times better story of the exact same premise without love.
All right, cool. I'm typing my notes right now.
No, it's almost like it doesn't... This movie holds your hand almost to a strenuous amount with the love.
I heard Primer's very, like, heady.
It's very heady.
Yeah.
It does not tell you much of anything. And if it is, it's explaining it like a scientist would.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get a fucking, like, here, let me draw you a map on a piece of paper and show you how time and space works.
Oh, I rewatched The Big Short, by the way, weekly recommendations and rejections.
Yeah.
That's on Netflix. Check that out if you haven't.
Fucking awesome.
It's really, oh my God, Steve Carell.
Dude,
like, there's a part where there's something that bothers him throughout the entire movie that you don't really know. And then near the end, they kind of talk about it.
Yeah.
And that scene with his wife, like.
Yeah.
Oh, it gave me fucking chills. Like, I almost started tearing up. I was like, Jesus Christ. He's such a fucking good actor, dude.
Shocking.
Yeah, like...
And when he's sitting across from other almost, like, fucking, like, more lively actors than him.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, he's, like, killing it. He's stealing it from them.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Like, when Jonah Hill is in Moneyball, you're like, dude, he's killing this, like, style.
Yeah, Jonah Hill's insanely good. Moneyball is such a fucking good flick, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that song's so sad, The Dad.
I know.
You're such a stupid dad. All right, so next week we will do, for Tessa Tony, we're doing Sweeney Todd.
Yep.
The musical masterpiece. Also on Netflix, you can check this out. Watch it with us.
Yeah.
And then movie of the week, fucking submarine blockbuster, U-571. It's about submarines, right?
Yes.
Okay,
cool. Yes. It's about a U-boat.
Oh, that's why it's U-571.
Wow.
Genre 5, who knows what kind of food we'll talk about next.
Only time will tell, people.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production, executive produced by Bob Camparda, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.